Good morning. This is a live webcast from the Sherman Elementary School in Henrietta, New York, on January 8th, 2007. At approximately 9:35 a.m., we will be broadcasting a live contact with the astronauts on board the International Space Station. International Space Station is orbiting the Earth at approximately 17,000 miles an hour. As it passes over Rochester at approximately 9:35, we'll have about 9 minutes to make contact with the astronauts in a short window. Today, they'll be talking with Flight Engineer Sunita Williams. Contact with the International Space Station is being brought by ham radio on behalf of the Rochester Amateur Radio Association and the RIT Amateur Radio Club. Audio from there is being streamed over the internet by the setup at the University of Rochester, WR2RLC. The astronauts on board the International Space Station are licensed ham operators as part of their astronaut training. You will hear the call letters NA1SS as they call us. That is the call letters for the space station. To set this up, as you can see on the presentation, a large antenna is placed on top of the school roof. We were buffeting some very high winds.
Okay, very good. I guess we're all
the
set.
The antenna is being held down by 500 pounds of rock salt.
Sherman Elementary School, Henrietta, New York.
There is the antenna that will be tracking the space station.
NA1SS from W2SKY.
And this is the test.
NA1SS, NA1SS, this is W2SKY listening. Over. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is W2SKY. Over.
2 Sierra Kilo Yankee, this is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. How do you read? Over.
Sonny, we read you very good. Over. How do you read us?
Got you loud and clear as well. Over.
Hello, Engineer Williams. This is Andrea Katina, and I'm a teacher here at Sherman Elementary. All the students and all of us here would like to thank you for helping make this day possible. We are all very excited and will always remember you and this opportunity that you have given us. Over.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great honor to be here, and it's a lovely time flying over the United States right now. So I'm ready to answer questions if you guys are ready. Over.
Hi, my name is Braden. During the last expedition, they saw northern lights during the solar storm. Did you have an opportunity to see the northern lights? Over.
Hi, Braden. As a matter of fact, we did. It was really obvious when the space shuttle was here. And when I was out on a spacewalk, it was really cool because we got this green cloud coming over the Earth, and it was obvious to see that it was the northern lights. That was really cool. Over.
Hi, my name is Samantha. How long does it take you to get ready for a spacewalk? Over.
Hi, Samantha. A spacewalk takes a little over a day, and part of the reason is because we breathe pure oxygen, and so we don't want to get the bends when we go out into space, and so we have to start pre-breathing the oxygen the day before. And then to get all the tools together, it takes probably about a good 4 or 5 hours. Over.
Hi, my name is Maya. What is the most intense part of your training? Over.
I think the most intense part is training for the emergencies that we potentially could have while we're up here. You know, we're in space, so it would be a bad day if we had a fire or a depressurization or if we had some type of toxic spill. And we train to evacuate the station in the Soyuz vehicle, which is our lifeboat. Over.
Hi, my name is Angela. What is your opinion about Pluto losing its status as a planet? Over.
Hi, Angela. Yeah, that's sort of a bummer that we all learned about Pluto and then it lost its status as a planet. But I guess we have made criteria and more recently have found out that maybe Pluto doesn't meet the criteria that we have established for a planet. But we still know it's out there and we still are able to look at it, so that's nice. Over.
Hi, my name is Zach. A while back, we heard on the news that while astronauts were putting a solar panel on, a screw was accidentally dropped. Why would this be such a big deal? Over.
Hi, Zach. Probably it's a big deal because we didn't anticipate that to happen. All of that material and those pieces are put together on the Earth, and we would expect that those pieces would not fall off or come off and float away. So I think it was more of a surprise, and then we have to wonder what else could potentially be lost or fall off or out in space. So it's a big deal to wonder. Hopefully nothing else has a problem as well. Over.
Hi, my name is Garrett. How would you describe the feeling you get when you launch? Over.
Hi, Garrett. That's a great question. Being in the rocket right before it's getting ready to take off is pretty amazing. Once the auxiliary power units start to fire, you all of a sudden start to feel the vibrations. And then when the main engines fire about 6 seconds before the solid rocket boosters, you really feel the thing moving around and vibrating. It feels like it's alive. And then once the solid rocket boosters light off and you start accelerating from Earth, you start feeling a little squished in your seat because of the G's coming on. So it's a pretty exhilarating process, but only lasts about 8 minutes. Over.
Hi, my name is Jack. What do you do with used water from things like showers and washing your hands? Over.
Hey, Jack, I think your question had to do with water. And the excess water up here gets sucked away by the condensation system, so we're able to reuse that water in technical water where we use it in some of the equipment that we use, or we're able to convert it back into drinking water if it's pretty clean. Over.
Hi, my name is Joe. I'm here for Chamonix. The first time you were up there, what was your most exciting moment? Over.
Hi, this is Braden again. When did you first think about becoming an astronaut? Over.
Hi, Brandon. I think the question was, when did you first think about becoming an astronaut? Well, I didn't really think it was possible until I was a test pilot later in life, but I always thought that I wanted to do that. So one thing I'd send to you guys is, if there's any thoughts that you might want to become an astronaut, keep that in the back of your mind and pursue your dreams of whatever other career you might want to have, and then eventually it might just happen, because we need, lots of occupations to be astronauts, doctors, engineers, veterinarians, we have that whole gamut, so just do what you think you like the best, and eventually if you want to be an astronaut, I think that will fall out. Over.
Hi, this is Samantha again. What things do you miss besides your family when you're on the space station away from home? Over.
My dog quite a bit, as well as my family, and part of the reason there is I get to talk to my family on the phone every now and then when we have a good coverage with the antenna, but with my dog I don't get to talk to him, so I really do miss him quite a bit. Over.
Hi, my name is Mai again. What do you do if you get sick? Can you take a sick day? Over.
That's a really good question. There's three of us up here only, and we have pretty extensive medical training to help treat each other in case we have a problem. And we've got medical kits up here. Yeah, if you are sick enough, you can take a sick day, but we pretty much have every day occupied with stuff to do. But the ground is nice, and they'll rearrange our schedule if somebody's not feeling very well. Over.
Hi, this is Angela again. Can you have other forms of communication besides the radio, such as computers or cell phones? Over.
Hi, Angela. As a matter of fact, we do. We have email, and we also have an internet protocol phone in which we're able to call down to the ground and talk to our family and friends on certain occasions when the antennas are correct. The email only gets synchronized, that means it only gets passed on to the other computers a couple times a day, but at least we have communication with our friends and family. Over.
Hi, this is Zach again. What kinds of food do you eat in space? Over.
Hi, Zach. Half of our food is made in Russia and half of it's made in the U.S., and so we have a nice assortment of food. Some of it is like meat in a can, which we heat up the cans and then it's ready to eat. Other stuff is in a package and we have to rehydrate it. Most of our vegetables are like that, like green beans or macaroni and cheese. We add water to it, hot water, and then we let it wait, and we sit and wait, and then it rehydrates into pretty good food. It's a little tasty. It's not bad. Over.
Hi, this is Garrett again. How many air tanks do you have on the space station? Over.
Garrett, that's a good question. We have air tanks in the Russian segment in the Progress, which feed air to the space station. But we don't always have a Progress here. We also have an Electron. It's a Russian equipment that creates oxygen. And we just installed the U.S., United States, oxygen generation system, which hopefully will be functional so we can have 6 people living up aboard the space station in the future. Over.
Hi, this is Jack again. When a space shuttle has problems, what is your backup plan to get those astronauts home? Over.
Hi, Jack. We have a Soyuz vehicle, which is like a lifeboat, because this ship is just like this spacecraft is just like a ship. And so if there's any problem at any time, we can always jump into the Soyuz vehicle and undock from the space station and wait for a good opportunity to deorbit and then land back on Earth, hopefully someplace where somebody will be able to pick us up pretty quickly. Over.
Hi, this is Joe again. If one little thing goes wrong, does everything go wrong? Over.
Well, we have lots of procedures and backup procedures here, so usually that's not necessarily the case. If something goes wrong, we can usually fix it. We have some help from the ground as well, and they're able to send.
Space station is now out of range, as you can see on the map.
Sonny, you're out of range. We just lost your signal, but we had a good contact. Thank you very much for the contact. This is W2SKY.
That concludes our webcast. We'd like to thank RIT's Online Learning Center for providing the Breeze software to make this broadcast possible.